joined on the pregame show by Andrew Williamson, one of the Cardinals draft picks here from the class of 2026. First pro hit last night. Andrew, congratulations. Thanks for taking some time.
Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, looking at yesterday, got out of the way early, first at bat, line drive up the middle. That had to feel like at least a little bit of weight off your shoulders. I know you had some hits and home runs in instructional league, but how did the official number one feel?
Yeah. It felt really good. You know, all glory and praise to my Lord Jesus. He truly is the reason why I was able to do that. So super thankful for that. And, you know, I'm super thankful that I was able to get on base and you know, being able to help out the team in that aspect. But yeah, you know, it's definitely super cool. You know, obviously just, you know, acknowledging the level of pitching that we're facing, you know, realizing that as a professional arm. So that's definitely, you know, super cool, and I'm super grateful for it.
A lot of walks, also had the sac fly the other night, so yeah. Been productive despite, you know, the lack of hits. You mentioned the pitching. What are some of the biggest things that you've learned in your first few weeks in the pros?
Yeah, I mean, I would say like the style of pitching, you know, just realizing, you know, the style, you know, I would say it's definitely, you know, a whole lot different than college, you know. You know, the way the guys are attacking you, you know, the stuff is obviously better, but, you know, really like the game plan they have, you know, it's not, you know, I was talking with some of the guys, you know, it's a whole lot different than college, just really the way they attack you in general. You know, even though, you know, a lot of these guys have velocity, you know, they mix it up a whole lot more than what you would expect, you know, with a guy with velocity. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm glad that, you know, I'm able to learn from it. You know, and this is part of going to pro ball, you know, it's kind of just learning how, you know, you're getting attacked, you know, learning how you're going to get pitched, you know, and that helps you, you know, move forward and have a better plan.
Yeah, I know I've talked with a number of guys that they point to the first 2 weeks as the time where they learn the most, and then they can build a plan for the off season. And I'm sure that kind of feels the same way for you, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you kind of the way, you know, you think you know what you expect, you know, until you get in there, and you know, now you kind of understand, you know, where they're trying to attack you, and you know what their game plan is more. You know, you have more of a feel for it instead of just what you expect. So.
Yeah.
It's definitely huge.
3 seasons at UCF. I know you're a Florida kid, grew up there for most of your life. Today's day and age in college, guys transfer around like crazy. Mm-hmm. It's getting more rare to see a guy that spent 3 or 4 years at one place.
Yeah.
What was it about UCF for you that kept you there all 3 years?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, just my loyalty to the coaches, really. Like, you know, they're so phenomenal. I mean, the way they've poured into me, their coaching is amazing in all aspects. So, I mean, just the way they help me each and every year, you know, they've been so amazing to me. So the very least I could have done was to stay, you know what I mean? I love it there. Obviously, like I said, you know, I love the coaches and just, you know, the program and being in Florida. I mean, Big 12, I mean, there's a whole lot of boxes that are checked. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but the main thing that stood out is the coaches. You know, they really are phenomenal, and you know, it was home. So, leaving would have been pretty foreign, I would say.
Yeah, 100%. What was the biggest thing that you learned in your time at UCF?
I mean, I would say your conviction, like with certain things. You know, instead of just kind of going out there, you know, expecting for things to happen. You know, really. Go out there with a plan, you know, and being confident with your plan, you know, they're a saying I'd like to say is like they'd rather you be convicted in a bad plan than, you know, like not be very convicted in a plan. So, you know, they're really big on, you know, your confidence and especially in the box, you know what I mean? Like having a plan and sticking to it, you know, not really worrying about, you know, not trying to be in between on certain things. So just, yeah, I mean, they definitely helped me out, you know, even just some characteristics, just, you know, the way you go about your business, the level of work that we do in practice, how important the pregame is, and then the game, just having fun.
So going back before college, I was reading that you played varsity baseball in 8th grade.
Yeah.
That had to be a time. What was that like?
Yeah, that was definitely, you know, pretty nerve-wracking. That was definitely a big step. You know, obviously, you know, that level of competition at that age, you know, it was definitely kind of like you're getting tossed in the deep end type of thing, but, it was super cool. You know, it definitely helped me out, you know, with the experience level. But yeah, that was super cool.
How did that come to be?
Well, because the school that I go to, the school that I went to, it's a K through 12. Sure. So like the varsity team was, you know, obviously I was in the same school with them. It wasn't like I was playing for a different school. I was at the school that I was playing for. And then, yeah, I guess they just kind of felt that I had a chance to be on the team. And then, and then I ended up playing. So that was super cool.
Yeah. So tell me about your family background. I know your uncle Sean played in the big leagues for a while. And I know you're a Dodgers fan growing up. Kind of walk me through your baseball background as a kid.
Yeah. So I was born in California and, you know, started playing baseball when I was three. And, yeah, obviously being in California, the Dodgers were my team. Andre Ethier, he was my favorite player. So, I grew up going to the games. I just loved watching it. And then, came to Florida. And obviously, you know, and when I was around nine, Sean was with the Rays at that time. So that was great timing. Definitely, you know, I've learned a whole lot, you know, with being in a baseball family. The level of teaching that I've got and wisdom, it's pretty special. So yeah. Super thankful for that.
Having the chance to be around that, mm-hmm. did that make you feel like a career in baseball was a little bit more possible?
I mean, I would say so. I would say definitely helped me out. Definitely kind of gave me more of an understanding of how hard it is really, and the level of work that has put in. So, I can't really recall for sure. It probably was a mixture of both, kind of like, oh snap, like this is really hard, but also, yeah, definitely, you know, a pretty strong desire, you know, to want to get there, seeing, you know, behind the scenes and things like that. Just like the amount of intelligence they were giving me. I would say it definitely gave me more hope.
Yeah. Was there a moment, that you remember, maybe a home run or an at bat or even a season, where you thought, okay, you know, I think this baseball thing might work out for me. I could do it long term.
Yeah. I would say in high school, I would say sophomore year, junior, sophomore, and then definitely my senior year of high school, definitely had, a lot of hope. And then, you know, in college freshman year, I kind of realized how hard it was again, obviously. Yeah. Obviously, you know, you kind of get, you know, that shock, like, oh snap, like this really is that hard. I started to get more belief throughout college, I would say. Just continue to acknowledge, you know, how hard it is and, you know, how much harder we got to work.
Sure.
Because it just continually gets harder. So yeah, I would say kind of different moments of faith, I would say.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Andrew, it's been great getting to know you, and continued success. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.